This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. There's a big controversy developing west of the new mural at the site of the former Oakland Army base. It's a plan to develop the waterfront, in part as a port where coal from Utah can be shipped overseas. The project, called Oakland Global, is being developed by longtime Oakland businessman and sometime political appointee Phil Tagami, along with a company called Terminal Logistics Solutions. Exporting coal could generate nearly $3 million in annual property taxes and thousands of jobs, according to Tagami. And there's a huge potential market. Over 40% of the world's electricity is generated by coal. But the idea of running fossil fuels through a community that already suffers from elevated levels of asthma and other health conditions is extremely unpopular with many residents, the Sierra Club, the Alameda Labor Council, and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff. She sent an email to Tagami saying, quote, "We will not have coal shipped through our city." Reporter Darwin Bond Graham has been covering this story for the East Bay Express. He spoke with KLW's Ben Trefney from Oakland.
Why would there be the push to try to export coal out of West Oakland where there are already so many health concerns? I mean, there are already ports in Stockton and Richmond and Long Beach that export coal, and there's one in the works in Washington State right now. Now, why not do this elsewhere on the coast?
Yeah, there's really not a large number of opportunities for the coal industry to export their product. Their product is no longer wanted in the Western United States. They have a declining market here. So the only place they have to sell it now is really Asia. So they're seeking access to ports on the U.S. West Coast. They've been defeated in Washington State and Oregon from building and expanding significant coal facilities there. And in fact, just last year, the Port of Oakland rejected a request by Bowie Resource Partners, the coal company that owns these mines in Utah, to build an export facility at the Howard Terminal at the Port of Oakland. So the Port of Oakland itself rejected a coal export proposal last year. So this company has been trying for a while now to gain access. And so I think what we're seeing is sort of an industry that's really desperate to market its product. The company has a high level of debt. They need to sell their product overseas to pay back their loans. And so this latest scheme to export it from the Army base, it's all part of that desperate push by the coal industry.
So you found that three members of the Oakland City Council who have expressed opposition to coal exporting out of Oakland have been investigated by a law firm that's tied to the coal industry. You reported that they're looking into communications with the Sierra Club and other groups that are opposing the operation. What could they be looking to find there?
Yeah, I would love to know the answer to that question, actually. This is one of the most intriguing things about this whole situation is this law firm that I've never heard of. Holland and Hart, they're based in Denver, and they started submitting records requests to the city of Oakland for very detailed records, text messages, voicemails between city council members, between their staff, and between different organizations or anyone who's known to be an opponent of coal shipments through the city. So yeah, I got curious and looked a little bit into it. Holland and Hart, their major clients are coal, oil, and gas companies. They've worked for investment banks that make large loans to the coal industry. I put the question to all these different parties, but none of them would actually answer. So at this point, we really don't know what this law firm is looking for and who they're doing their work for. But we do know that it's been stated sort of on the sidelines that if the city attempts to block coal shipments through Oakland, then there could be a lawsuit for breach of contract. There could be a lawsuit around the federal preemption. So people say that cities can't bar the shipment of commodities on railways because they're federally regulated. So there could be some sort of lawsuit on those lines. So a lot of lawyers are definitely swarming around Oakland right now and looking closely at this issue because there's really billions of dollars at stake in the long term.
That's Darwin Bond Graham, a reporter for the East Bay Express, who has been covering the controversy around shipping coal through West Oakland. In 2012, the California legislature passed a resolution against coal exports. In 2014, the Oakland City Council did the same. It kind of shakes down as something of a battle, which I think would end up in court either way, between governments and industry.
Yeah, it does kind of look that way. And it looks like a battle that's being waged around values at this point. And this is the environmental question of our time. So it looks like people on the environmental and labor side here who want to stop shipments of coal, they're saying, you know, this is about climate change, it's about the environment, and it's about us really doing our part, you know, not to contribute to that problem.
At the same time, currently, within the U.S. alone, more than 80% of energy comes from fossil fuels. And in 2008, for example, nearly 50% came from coal itself. So it's an interesting philosophical argument then about what's right to do for the future versus what's necessary to do now.
Yeah, it is. But there is the fact that we really can't burn all the coal that's available in the ground. We simply can't. The science at this point shows that if we dig up all of the fossil fuels in the ground that are currently available to us under our existing technology and that are economical right now to mine and process, we will have burnt more than our carbon budget, and life on Earth will become very difficult, if not impossible. And so I guess the question boils down to, like, which projects do we, like, not give the green light to, you know? And so in this case, the developers and the coal company behind this and the Utah counties, they're saying, look, this is our economic lifeblood. We want this to happen. And it's really not going to make that big of an impact in the grand scheme of things. And people on the other side are saying, no, it's going to be a big impact. And we need to try to do everything we can to stop contributing to climate change and the other types of pollution born of burning coal.
And that brings up a really interesting point that involves the governor of the state of California, too, because Jerry Brown recently told a Vatican symposium that 90% of the world's coal should remain unused to avoid further global warming. But at the same time, the same governor is a longtime collaborator with Phil Tagami in the city of Oakland on state boards and commissions. And in fact, the two of them are investors in an Oakland office building. And so they have had a long-standing relationship. Where does the governor stand on this? Has he come out on one side or the other?
Yeah, you know, I don't think he's actually made his position on this project public yet. And I have heard from opponents of the project that they would definitely like to hear where he stands on it. But you're right. I mean, there appears to be maybe call it pressure or something. He literally is a business partner with Phil Tagami, the developer of the Army base. They're longtime buddies. And in fact, Phil Tagami probably wouldn't be in the business position that he's in today were it not for when Jerry Brown was mayor of the city. And he made numerous deals, he and the council, you know, with Phil Tagami to fix up the Fox Theater and do all sorts of other large-scale redevelopment projects that pretty much built up the capital base from which Tagami is now using to redevelop the Army base. So, yeah, this all really does go back to that personal relationship and business relationship that they've had for a long time together.
So what's next in this process on where we determine whether or not coal is going to be exported through West Oakland?
Well, the city council and the mayor are going to make some kind of decision by about the end of this year. No one really knows yet what that decision is going to be. And as we said, lawsuits could fly either way. If they ban coal, the developer and the company behind the export plan and the Utah counties, they could file suit. If they don't ban coal shipments through Oakland, the environmental and community and labor organizations may very well also file. In fact, they already have threatened to file a lawsuit, and they filed an action in Alameda County State Superior Court recently to reserve their right to file an environmental lawsuit. So it definitely looks like either decision the city council makes, this battle is just beginning.